Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Nida Yates, we begin at the Mishnah, which is four lines off the top of the Amid. Chamisha Dam, Tmeim Beisha. There are five types of red colored blood, which are Tame, which are considered Dam Nida. So if those are discharged from the Isha, she becomes a Nida. Meaning, not any color qualifies. It must be red, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. But within the red world, there are several types of red, several families of reds. Now within those reds, there are shades, of course, lighter and darker, but we're discussing families, types of reds. Five in total qualify as Dam Nida. First one is classic red, Ha'adayim, which the Gemara will describe, Ba'ashachar, black, which actually the Gemara will tell us wasn't really black to begin with. It was really red, but then it got discolored and turned to black. So black is really another version of red. Then we have something called Uchekeren Charkim. Charkim is a type of plant. And Keren, Rashi says, a corner, you know, a little patch. Some say it means the shine, the aura, the complexion of the Charkim plant. So it's a certain type of reddish plant. And that too is considered a qualifying color. Or like the muddy water mixed with some type of soil, very specific type of soil, very specific recipe, as we'll see in the Gemara. Final is like diluted wine. So all these types of reds qualify as Dam Nida. They add another one, Afke Meme Tilson, the water mixed with Tilson, some sort of a plant. Uchamemi basar tzali, or the runoff juice of roasted meat. Basilel, no, matarim, these don't qualify. What about hayyarek? Which tasis on the base, the top tasis says, means like an estrate. Hayyarek, hanukkah estrate, the tasis says, like a greenish yellow, like an estrate. That's subject to machlekes. Akavya bemalalal, considered it Dam Nida Metameh. Chachamim, no way, Metarim. Om Rabbi Meir. Okay, Meinim Metameh Mishum Kesem. You don't consider it blood like a Nida blood, which Kesem, you know, stain would be Tameh. Okay, if it's not that, but at least Metameh Mishum Mashke, let it be a liquid. We'll explain exactly what he had in mind. Rabbi Yisrael, no way. Loikach, loikach, nor this or that. It doesn't qualify at all. Okay, now back to those five types of red. First was Odai. What is that? Is there Adam? How do you describe the Adam? Kedama Maka. Blood coming out of a wound? What, when, where, and how? We'll see in the Gemara. Shachar, the black one, is Kecheres. Rashi says, Eidra mint. Some sort of ingredient used to make ink, so that blackness qualifies as Shachar. Now, Amak Mikan Tome, if it's deeper than that, darker than that, of course it qualifies. Deya Mikan Tome, if it's more fade than that, lighter than the Cheres, you know, control color, then it will be tar. Next item, Chakaren Karkim, Kibar Shabai, like the pure red, the more reddish of the leaf, of the leaves, and then we'll explain exactly how do we locate this, the reed with the proper control leaf with the proper redness. Chamemi Adama, what's that? Bigas Beis Kerem. We take some lush, fertile soil from Beis Kerem, made of Mayim, swamp it with some water, and that water absorbs the color, and that's your control color for this type of red. And finally, uchemazik, like diluted wine, in, you know, what proportion? Shnechalokamayim, bechad yayin, two-thirds water, one wine. What type of wine? Very specific wine. Yayin from Sharon Hasharon. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah presents five classes of red. It's based on an assumption that, in fact, some bloods are tahar. How do we know? Maybe every dam that an isha discharges is considered Dam Nida. You know, look at the Pesukim, the Torah, there's no mention of red. Minalon deika dam tahar b'isha. How do we know there's even a concept of tahar blood? Duma, perhaps, it's all in the same boat, called dam. The osim minat, any dam that comes from her is tami. Amar b'chama b'r b'yesef. Amar b'isha amakro pasik, which actually refers to the Zokain Mamre, the elder scholar who took his dispute to the Bezdin, challenged them, and he refuse to relent to their submit to their authority. And that's trouble, right? That's a Zokin Mamre that we discussed back in Sanhedrin. For example, Amakroki, Polim Chadar Balamishpat, you have an issue, something in Halacha is unknown to you, which triggered that discussion, that dispute, etc., etc. For example, Bein Dam Ladam, between different types of blood, you're not sure. Bein Dam Tar Ladam Tameh, apparently there's some that are Tameh, some that are Tar, which is the basis for the disagreement between the scholar and the Bezdin. So clearly, some are in and some are out. Asks the Gemara, but in that very same pasuk, it doesn't just stop with different types of dam. Discusses El Miata Bein Nega LeNega, between one neg and the other. So what does that mean? Some are tame and some are not. Why would something tar be called a nega at all? Hachinami, there too, you're going to say Bein Nega Tame LeNega Tar. That the dispute revolves around distinguishing between a nega which is tame, which is tar, chetamechanami. Perhaps, okay, yeah. Well, it's impossible. Nega tar miika. Do you even have a concept of a nega? Something which is called a nega and it be tar? Umbechitema, perhaps. Yeah. Kulei hafach lav and tar. We know that if a nega spreads entirely throughout the body, covers him up, he's tar. So there you go. A nega which is tar. No. Bayak mikri, that's called bayak. Bayak is a lashon mentioned in the Torah, denoting, you know, white spots that are not don't qualify as a nega. So it would be renamed as bayak. Wouldn't be called a nega. Ella, I'll tell you what the pasuk means. Between this type of nega and that type, it doesn't mean that one is tar, one is tummy. Ella bein nega adam, unige batim, unige begadim. The pasuk is simply referring to different classes of negayim, all being tame, the ones that come onto a person, the ones on the homes, the one on the garments, but the kulan tame, they're all, of course, tame. It's just different types, achinami. So the same could be said about the bloods. It's not to say one is tame, one is tar. The pasuk is merely making a multiple reference to various types of dam, which are all tame, achinami, bein dam nidal, dam ziva, v'chulan tame. Says the Gemara, hi mai, what do you mean? V'shlema hasamikul afluki. No, by the Negaim, yeah, we're talking about different types of Neg, and they're all Tam. But you can still understand the background. Why was there even a Machlaikas between the Zakin Mamri and the Bez? There's room to dispute, because there are cases which are subject to dispute. By Nigi Adam. For instance, by Nigi Adam, you have a Machlaikas, or Plukta Rabbi Shoah Rabbanim. Regarding a specific case, it's not. In Baharis, Kaidim say a love on tummy. We know that if the nega produced white hair, it's tummy. Not if the hair was produced by the nega, it's called a siman tumma of the nega. Let's say the hair was there before. It wasn't produced by the nega, and it's not considered a sign of tumma on the nega. It's not in Baharis if the actual blotch, Kaidim, precedes with the love on the white hairs, tummy. But if Sarah Lavan came before Kedem Baharis, then it's Tar. So, let's say you're not sure. Tame, Chacham says it's Tame. We assume that it came from the Nega. Rabbi Shua Emer Keya. He responded with the word Keya. What does that mean? Bama Rabba Keya Vatar. Keya means it became very faded. It means to say it's worthless. It's not a Nega. It's Tar. There's your example of a case which is subject to Machlaikas, which could very well have been the subject of Machlaikas between the Zaki Mamre and the Bezdin. Likewise, we find by the neg on the houses, there are points of a dispute, which lends to machlokes. B'negei batim, you have kiha, like the plukta, like the machlokes, between the Lezer, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbana, the snan, in terms of the configuration, the location, the size of the nega. The snan of Lezer, Reb Shimon, Aymer, lo'ilu v'nabayas tamei, the home will not be affected by the nega, unless the nega presents in a very specific, very precise fashion. Almost impossible to happen. Achi Irokish Negris. So first of all, the size. Two grisim. So gris is the size of a bean. It has to be a double gris. Like, you know, let's say 2 inches long. Ashnevan. It has to be distributed, spread, you know, between two stones. Vishnekri Solom on two walls, Bekarim's over at the corner. It's gotta be right in the corner. Half on this side, half on that side. Orkish Negrisin. Two grisin long. Rachaki gris and a gris wide. my time at Rav Shimon, where is it coming from? Where is the source for this very unique looking nega? Ksiv kiroyz. The pasuk says he found the nega, b'kir, in the house. The kir is the wall. Singular, a single wall. Uksiv kiroyz. Then we have another pasuk, kiroyz, walls. How do you reconcile wall with walls? Oh, in the corner. That's where two walls converge. Ezo kir. Where do you have a spot which is called a kir, which really doubles into two walls? Kushu kishnei kiroyz. The only option is a kir and zavos in the corner. So in terms of this discussion, we have a dispute and we have room for machlokes between the Zakei Mamre and the Bezdin. Another example of an item of dispute by Negoim, by the clothing, by Flukta, with respect to the machlokes between Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtomus and the Rabbon. The Sanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtomus Omer, we know that if a personal nega spreads throughout his Torah, what about if it happened on a garment? How do we know the frichas begadim she Torah, if the nega on the beged expanded and spread throughout the whole beged, it turns into tar, just like by the person. Shenemar, we have a gzera shava. Nemar karachas vegabachas. We have this phrase bevgadim by the nega bevgadim. Nemar, we find a similar term karachas vegabachas by the other. So we make a matchup. Malahan, just like by the nega on the human. Parach bekulei tar, it spreads throughout his tar. Afkan, here is all by the beged. Same rule applies. Afkanami parach bekulei tar. So we see that there are many instances of machlekes relating to negoim, negi adam, negi gadim, negi batim. So that would explain why there was a machlekes between the Zakei Mamre and the Bezdin, for instance, regarding these matters. Elohacha, but over here, regarding dam nida, what would be the trigger point of a machlekes between the Zakei Mamre and the Bezdin, a gadol? Idam tar leka, there's no instance of dam being tar. If it's all tamei, but my plea, what's the machlekes about? What are they arguing about? Oh, that confirms that in fact not all dam is considered tamei. Some are tamei, some are not, and that can be a likely trigger to a dispute between a scholar who thinks he knows better than the Supreme Court. Okay, so once we establish that there's some tumah and some tar, how do you know which ones? How do we know it depends upon the red color? How do we know these are tar? Because they're lacking redness. And these are tumah because they qualify as red. How do we know red is a precondition? Water reddened like blood. So we see, lememro, we learn from this pasuk, classic. Blood is red. The dam adam, unless specified otherwise, we assume that it's red. So, when the pasuk speaks about an isha experiencing dam nida, likewise, it is red. Ask the Gemara. Okay, maybe it's just pure red. What about all these other variations of of red? How do we know that they qualify? Ema, perhaps we can say adam, only the pure classic red. The reddest of all reds, Vesuloi, but the other ones don't qualify. How do we know that there are a total of four or five different types that work? Amar, Bavoda, Makro. We go back to the Isha, it says Domeho, her bloods. It's plural. Domeho, again her bloods. 2 plus 2 is 4, cannot bo. For a total of 4 different types of reds. So yeah, red, but different types work. Only 4. The Mishnah speaks about 5, including the black. V'anan chamisha tenam, we have 5 in the Mishnah. Amar b'chanina, 5 isn't really a fifth type of red. Shachar really is adam. Initially it was red. Elisha Lach got discolored, and that's why it's tamei, because of its initial redness. So technically, it's really 4. Tanam yachol, you find the same in the Brisa. Sharik shachar kecheres, right? The blackness that we discussed in the Mishnah. Amar mekan tamei de mekan. I feel good called tar. If it's darker than the cheres, it's certainly tummy. If it's lighter, even if it looks like a choy, like a this material, which is also red, black. But if it's not black enough, it's tar. Why? What's special about black? It's not red. Why is it tummy? V'shachar zeh, this black, loy mitchilasi hu mashcher. It's not because initially it was black. That wouldn't qualify as dam nida. Elokshin nekor mashka, rather, because when it leaves, when it flows out, it blackens. Mashal damak, for example, like a blood dripping off a wound. Kshenekor mashka, it gets exposed to the elements and eventually it discolors into black. Okay, so in conclusion, we prove from the pasuk of Zakei Mamre, no less, that some dams are really tar, and that would be a trigger point of a dispute between them and the between Zakei Mamre and the Bezdin. And we learn from the pasuk by Moyav that dam is meant to be red, but there are different classes of reds, and we have four categories in total, with the fifth being black, which is really another form of red. That is Tanakam. Beishame Oimrim, another one, Afkimemi Tilsim. So according to them, it's five instead of four. Less Lul Beishame Demer Demer. What about the Pasuk? It teaches that it's only four, Erekan Arbo. We have two ways to explain. Ibo Yisem Less Lul. Either they don't have that source, so they're free to add more, or you can say that they're on the track of four. But they hold this is not really a new color of red. It's just a discolored. It's one of those four which got discolored. Really, they hold the number four. Didn't Rav Chanina just tell us regarding black that really it was red that got discolored? Really, it's one of those four reds which got discolored. We still metarin. That is Beisham. And they still say, no, wait, it's tar. Well, that's exactly Tanakama. What's the point of repetition? Haino Tanakama, it could be not a difference. It would be litlais. We turned on the days. Tanakama says, only those five, right? But anything else, close enough would be a suffix. So for instance, this Beni Tilson, whatever, mentioned in the mission, those are suffix. Litlais, so it can evolve with truma, you don't burn it, you leave it in limbo, we're not sure. Come basil and say, no way! Five, and that's it. Everything else is completely tar, with no doubt. Another machlokes regarding hayorig, akave v'malal metame. And the same question, blessle l'akave, what happened to the domeo domeo? Arikan arbo, only four, why are we adding? Iba yisema lesle, either he doesn't hold it at source, iba yisema, or he says it's a discolored red. Isle really holds the four number. But Milo Yamar B'chanina Shachar Adam Ulashalok, just like we said before, that black was really red. Hachanamir as well. Yorik is Milko Deloki, was really a red that got changed. The Chachamim say, no way, Mataran. Tanakam isn't just a repetition. Literally, same answer like we said before. Tanakam will consider this to be a suffix, and they say it's completely tar. Certainly tar. Aramir comes to Rabbi Meir and he says, hold it. Meinai Matamishim Kesam B'chulu. If the Yorek doesn't qualify as Kesem, but at least it's a Mashke. Now, what do you have in mind? On Rabbi Yechanan. So you have several ways to explain Rabbi Meir's statement. On Rabbi Yechanan. Yorad Rabbi Meir, Lashidus Hakavi Mamalalo, Vetime. Rabbi Meir sided with Hakavi Mamalalo and considered Yorek to be a qualifying dam. To be Matame the Isha. How do you see it in his words? He's really addressing the Rabbanon who are disputing. And he says, look, Ni grant, yorek. Fine, let's say she finds merely a stain of yorek material on the garment, where there is a good chance it came from elsewhere. So there, let me tell me, so I understand why you wouldn't make her a tummy. Because the whole thing is really in doubt. But dam yorek, and Rashi points out that especially because it's yorek, which is an uncommon color, so you have more reason to believe that it's unlikely that it came from her. But if it clearly came from her, how could you absolve her? Heichad kachaz, if she sees dam yorek miguva from herself to tam, of course you should make her tummy. That's what he meant to say. Fine, don't consider it a kesem, I understand. But if it's clearly from her, why are you... where do you see that in Rabbi Meir's words? Asks the Gemara Yochi, if that's what he meant to say, imenim tam mishem kesem, tam mishem mashke? Why is he saying it like that? If it's not a kesem, let it be a mashke. He should say mishem roi mebayli. He should say if it's not a kesem, fine, but roi, if she actually sees it, then you should agree. So then the wording is inaccurate. Elochi kamerlo. Rather, Rabbi Meir meant to say like this. Ni grant hechad kachaz yadam yorek mikara. Suppose This was her initial experience. She saw Dam Yarek. I understand you hold it's not qualifying Lomi Tamei, so you're not going to consider her Tamei. Fine. But Hecha Dechazi Dam Adam. Let's say she saw red. Red as red can be. V'Hadar Chazi Dam Yarek. And then she saw Dam Yarek. I mean, she's already has needed status because of the red. And then she saw this new Dam Yarek. To Tamei. So this Dam, we're talking about the material now. Of course she's Tamei, but the material, you know, if a Dam of Anida has a din of an Avatuma. It's a Tamei, a person, Tamei, a Kli. So even this greenish, yellowish material should be considered Mashka of Anida. Midida have a Mashka of a Zava, like the liquids coming out of Zava, Zav, bodily liquids, which are Metame as an Avatuma. Why you, Rabbanon respond. No. There are very specific qualifying criteria forced to consider liquids being discharged as mashka, as an avatuma. Dumidirek has to be comparable to reik, which is sort of the you know, the precedent, the model. Ma reik shemis agal v'yotzei. The pasuk speaks about the reik, so reik provides the precedent. The what's unique about reik shemis agal v'yotzei? Agal means it gathers, it accumulates, then it comes out. It isn't just like drip. It accumulates, have an abundance, and then it comes out. Afkol shemisakol yotze. Likewise, other materials, other liquids, which follow that route, fit that model, have a din avatuma, as opposed to damnida, which just drips out, drip. Different story. Lafugit haya, as opposed to this damayarek, the misakol yotze doesn't have that quality. That's why we don't consider it mashke avanida, which is an avatuma. Yachiv, that's the what they had in mind. Then they're right on. Shapu Kamerle Rabbanon. I mean, pretty convincing, you know, response. Lura Meir. I mean, it has to fit the bill. There are very specific requirements. Elochi Kamerle. Rather, he meant to say like this. Now we have a third understanding in his words. Lehava Kimashka Lachshu says Roim. It's not Matame de Isha. Fine. It's not even a Mashka of Anida. But let it be considered liquid. You know, there are seven. Types of liquids which have a din of mashke, which if they fall on you know, produce, it makes it susceptible to contracting tumor, right? Machsher these roy, machsher foods. One of them is dam. Okay, so red blood certainly qualifies. What about this greenish blood? Ramirez says, look, I understand it's not dam nida, but it is dam, and it should be machsher's roy. At least consider dam regarding that. Rabbanon respond, no. Even there, we require a very specific variation of dam. Dam chalolam, Rashi says, dam avanefesh. Dam which contains a life force. When a person's chas v'shalom murdered or whatever, right? Not just you know, dam nida. That doesn't qualify for hechsher. Yachi, well, if that's their response, so again, right on. Shapur kamer Rabbanon Rameir. It's a convincing response. So what was his position? Based on the pasuk, dam chalolam yishter, it has to be considered dam chalolam of a person who killed. Elochi kamer lehu. Rather, he meant to say like this. Afu b'gzeras shava. Let's consider this dam to be mashke based on gzeras shava. Ksivah shlochayach pardes rimoyne. We should learn that any dam nida, even though it's not dam chalolam, can still have the ability to be machsher l'kabratum. We have a pasuk in Shiar Shirim regarding dam nida shlochayich, a dam of the nida which is expelled from the isha, pardes rimoinim. Uksiv hasam, we find a different pasuk in Iyayiv, v'shaleach mayim. So we have a similar term, v'shaleach, a discharge, a sending away of mayim apnei chutais. So we find the loshen shiluach pertaining to regular water. We find it regarding dam nida, just like regular water is machshir, nida should have that same ability. For Rabbanon respond, Adam don gzer shav kavachayim atzmoi. Regarding logic, like a kavachayim, a person could introduce that on his own, but not a gzer shav. That has to be handed down by tradition. We can't just introduce a new gzer shav, so we're not going to accept your position. Ve'en Adam don gzer shav me'atzmoi. Okay, so again, regarding the dam yarek, Akavya b'malal says it's dam nida. We have several ways to explain that. Chacham say no way. Rameir says, look, if it's not dam nida, at least let it be considered dam regarding hechshel kabotuma. To which the Rabbanon responded, no, it's not dam chalolam. And regarding gzera shava, we can't accept it. He said it's not this or that, which seems like repetition of the Tanakama's position that Yorek doesn't qualify on the Tanakama. How Kamash Malon says the Gemara? You know why the Mishnah repeats itself? Because this time it has the name. Rashi elsewhere says that the Tanakama just forgot. Initially, when he presented the position of Dam Yorek being Tor, he didn't attribute it to the source. He forgot that it was Rabbi Yosi. Then he recalled. So he came back and said, Rabbi Yosi, you should know who said it. Hay Tanakama, Kamash Malon, the point of the Mishnah is to teach us Man Tanakama. Who's the author of that opinion? Let's put a name to the face. Rabbi Yosi! And how important it is to attribute it to the source. If one relates a halacha in the name of its seer, the name of its source, maybe Gula Laila, it brings about Gula, redemption to the world. The point is that every Yid has his very specific portion of Torah that has to be expressed and developed. And when you attribute the Torah to you, it connects you to the person who said it, and it's a realization of his portion, which brings about the ultimate completion, the ultimate redemption. Loyal. Then is the Gemara. Ezeu Adam Dam HaMaka? Asks Gemara the obvious. What is Dam HaMaka? How do you quantify that? Ma'ka Dam HaMaka? Amar Vidam HaShmuel. So you have several explanations. Shmuel says, Kedam Shor Shachot. The color red of blood coming out of a slaughtered ox. So why then does the Mishnah call it Dam HaMaka? You could just say Dam Shechita, which is a more direct term. Because if the Mishnah would use that expression, I mean, I would mistakenly think Kula Shechita. Like any blood coming out of the Shechita. Whether it's the initial flow or later, doesn't matter. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah specifies Kedam HaMaka. The initial phase of the Shechita, Ketchilas HaKoha Shel Saken, like the blood oozing out. As soon as the knife comes down, meaning the initial red-colored dam qualifies, but not, you know, the subsequent flow. Ula Omar has a different explanation. Kedam tzipor chayo, with the blood of a live bird. So, out of the wound of a live bird. Ibailu, the question was, chayo? What does chayo mean? Alive? Ibailu, chayo lafukish shachet, as opposed to shachet, meaning of a live bird. Idilmo, or maybe it has a different connotation. It just means a healthy bird. As opposed to a weak bird. It means a shechted bird, but a nice, strong, and healthy bird. Take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kedam Achilas HaRosh. Dam HaMaka means the dam of a head louse. Right? So when it's, scorched, a dam is what we're talking about. And specifically a head louse, as opposed to a louse found elsewhere. Meisvei, it comes a kasha. You're saying specifically a head louse? Meisvei, harga macholos. Let's say Anisha knows she killed a macholos, she killed a louse. She can attribute, she can blame the blood, the stain, on that. My love, the kuli gufa. The fact that the breast does not differentiate, does not distinguish between head louse and body louse. In the case, that doesn't matter. It could even be a louse found throughout the body. Loi deraisha, no. Specifically the one in the head. Ami Vardino, that was his name. Ami from a place called Vardino. Omar Ravoi, Kosra Ravo. When the mission says Kedam HaMaka, it means Kedam Etzba Ketana Shal Yad. It means like this. A dam, which leaves the a pinky, shenagfa, which was struck b'chayso and was healed b'chazur nagfa, then struck again. So multiple wounds. That dam is the red that we're looking for. V'lo shekul adam. All that we're not done. None of every person. Elishal bachar. You need a very specific candidate. A bachar means. So a young man shalei nasa isha before marriage. Ad kama, until what age? Ad ben Esra, until he's 20. So he has to be a bachur, young, never married. Meis, here comes a kash. Toila bibna b'bala. Mishnah says she finds a stain, a red stain. Now she knows that her son had some sort of scrape. She can just blame it on him. Likewise, her husband. Toila bibna b'bala. The question is, I understand the son can be blamed for this red stain because he's a bachur shalainasa, but her husband is already married, disqualified from being a candidate to blame the stain on. Shlame bevno mishkachas, I understand the son works. El abalech mishkachas akad her husband. Fetabil amar b'nach mar Yitzchak. He could be her husband and still qualified. Kigoyin was speaking shnichas l'chupa v'lenivalo. She was with a chuppah with him, but they didn't physically interact. So then, regarding this matter, his blood still maintains that original redness, and he qualifies. Rav Nachman Amar, another pshat in dam hamaka, gedam hakaza, like blood coming out of a hakaza when they let blood out of a person. Meisvei comes a kash. And all these explanations, a dam hamaka, there's a very specific redness. Meisvei mas, there was a story. V'tala Rabbi Meir v'kiler. Rabbi Meir was presented with a stain, and he ruled it to be okay because she had been involved with the keeler, some sort of ointment material, which has reddishness to it, and he blamed it on that. It must have come from there. The Rebbe, and Rebbe as well, Talib Israf Shikma, he blamed the stain on some sort of tree sap. Now, none of these were mentioned as control colors for Dam Hamak, for other. So how could they attribute the stain to these things, which seem like a different color? My lava other were assuming that they were ruling on a stain which qualified as Adam, that category of red, and they matched it up with Keeler and Sraf Shikma, which wasn't really on our list of control colors regarding Adam. Loya Sharadam. No, it wasn't on the Adam. They were presented with other stains of other types of reds. And these materials, Keeler and Sraf, matched up with those, so they were used as cover stories, alibis, to move entirely Isha. Ameimar Mazutra, Veravashi, these three Chachamim, Habu Yasvi Kameid Umna. They were sitting in the office of the Uman. A blood letter. Shakli le karna kamais la memar. So memar was up for bloodletting, and the human took from him karna kamais the first dose. I used to use a horn. So the first draw of blood he took from a memar. Shakli karna kamais la memar. Chazye. So Amemar took a look at the blood and he says, you know what, let's learn something from it. Amar Luis, he turned to his colleagues, he says, Adam, it's not Kihai. You know, in the Mishnah, when it says, the red, that red is exactly like this. Okay, so learn from this color and compare it. Shak Lechriti. And they took from him another draw of blood. Amar Luis, he turned to his company, he says, no, it changed. There was a subtle change in red. Ishtani. It's no longer considered the classic red in the Mishnah. I'm Ravashi. Ravashi, upon seeing this, says, I'm out of this business. Going on, no, look, it seems like I'm not really cut out for this. The Lo Yadana bin Hailai, I can't really distinguish between this and that. I don't have that, subtle look. Lo Yadana bin Hailai, I'm not qualified to see, to rule on the shilas of stains and blood, because apparently I don't have the knack for it. Interesting. Okay, so we have the Mishnah, Chamisha Damit Mei Beisha. It was based on the pasuk which speaks about the machlokes regarding dam. Apparently there's dam which is tar. We have a psukim about Dameo Dameo, it's four, which we translate into five, because the fifth is the red, the black, which was initially red. We find by Moyav that Dam is meant to be red. We have a couple of add-ons. We have Shammai, we have Yoroik. All these are up for discussion. Whether they qualify, we have the whole discussion between Rami and the Chachamim. And then the Gemara goes into defining the precise shade of the redness that the first one in the Mishnah, the Adoim. How is that defined? We have several ways to explain. And we concluded with the story of a Meimar, who had a high degree of expertise in distinguishing between various shades of red, to know which one was Tameh, which one was Tar. All the best to you, and Aslacha Rabbah.